Hello, it's the 2nd of May, 2019, and today we have the Ace of Cups reversed, Death, and the Three of Wands. Death don't care. Nope, doesn't have a f*** to give. Doesn't care if you live a happy life, doesn't care if you don't. Doesn't care what you do or who you do it with. Doesn't care how much you have or don't have, what you believe in or don't, or whether or not you take your vitamins or wash behind your ears. Death don't care. This is very strange and on the surface somewhat contradictory. Aces are new beginnings and death is an ending. I get a stillborn vibe out of this in that something died before it had a chance to be born. Metaphorically, you understand. In the past position is the beautiful Ace of Cups, the very picture of our cup. There's a horsey snort. Runneth over with love, joy, and creativity. Upright, the apparently bottomless overflowing gold cup, gushes streams of water into a beautiful blue pool where a pink and yellow lotus blossom in full bloom floats serenely in the sun on the water, a new bud forming on one side and yesterday's dry pot on the other, reminding us that life is short. Reversed and in the past position, this is rejection, depression, and flat out having nothing left to give. In the reverse, we find the cup is not bottomless. We may have been pouring out way too much when we should have left a little for ourselves. Don't waste water. Don't waste yourself. Don't waste your precious love. But hey, if you do, death don't care. We like the Three of Wands in the future position, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius. We needed a little fire in this spread and maybe in our life in general. Three is often called the writer's card, three being the number of creation and expansion, where and when you should go and how far. Should you or shouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? This is a card of looking forward. I hate to think you were just sitting around waiting to die. Some people are, though. You're inspired and motivated again for whatever reason. Possibly the passing of a loved one has influenced or inspired your future plans or even your work, as in carrying on for others. Or not. Death, a wet scorpion with a dash of Aries for heat, is transformation. Something is over, and from what I'm seeing, it could be a period of sadness, mourning, or even a creative block. That's good news, but even in the future position, the human on the card looks back over his shoulder at Death, today in the center, who smiles approvingly. Deadline. What an interesting word.